Communication. It's easy for some, not so easy for others, even if you speak the same language. And for Syrians learning English, communication is key to adapting to their new lives in Canada. A Kelowna woman hopes to help with that transition. Karen Rouser designed communication cards to help Syrians connect with people through both English and Arabic. They're called Farasha communication cards. And as Daybreak's Ali Ramadan explains, the product has helped Karen with her own life transition.
Karen Rouser loves language. She's passionate about communication. She's a linguist. So when she thought about how she could help a Syrian family settle in Kelowna, communication and language was top of mind.
I thought, well, one thing I could maybe offer to the group and maybe to the family is, you know, language or... And then I thought, well, it would be nice to be able to speak to the family. So how about language cards that we could both use? I could use and they could use to communicate with each other, especially at first.
The cards have simple greetings and basic survival English and Arabic phrases. You know, things like yes, no, I'm sick, I'm tired. Could you please speak slowly? Words and phrases Karen describes as urgent.
It's the words that you really need in order to get by when you're learning a language.
But the cards offer more than just simple translations. The English words are also written with Arabic letters, written phonetically, so that even if a learner cannot read English, he or she can still say the sentence. On the flip side of the card, Arabic phrases are written out in English letters, written out phonetically so that an English speaker can say the sentence in Arabic. I wanted to test them out, to hear the cards in action. So I dropped in on a language class in Kelowna. Sarah El-Shahoud and Maher El-Asmar are Syrians taking ESL classes in Kelowna. Here they are using the Farasha cards with language instructor Alana Turrigan.
I will be right back.
Safa. Udu halan.
Sofa Audu halan.
Safa Odu halan. Halan.
For Alana Turrigan, the cards help the language instructor experience a different perspective.
I can empathize with people learning English. It's not easy. Like, this is important. I think you have to put yourself in someone else's shoes just to see what it's like.
And that's what Karen Rouser wants her cards to do.
Through the cards, I'm learning Arabic not well, but at least a little bit, enough to be able to point. And when my pronunciation breaks down, then I can point to the card, which has Arabic on it, and they can say, no, this is how you say it. So in that way, they're teaching me as much as I'm teaching them.
For Rouser, designing effective communication cards is something she knows how to do.
I've worked at Okanagan College in their international department as well as in their TESOL department, so training teachers to teach English. And then more recently at UBC in the English for Academic Purposes program.
But Rouser's life changed dramatically over the last year. She can't work anymore. She was diagnosed with ovarian tumors last spring. She had surgery and was back at work when her condition got worse.
And by the fall, I kind of went into a full neurological shutdown. So my nervous system shut down. I couldn't walk. At certain points, I just couldn't even talk. Breathing was difficult at one point. And my whole right side wouldn't work. So it... it was a real challenge to kind of come back. I felt like a baby kind of waking up and learning to crawl and learning to walk again. And it's been a real journey, but also a real gift at the same time.
Rouser says getting sick forced her to slow down. Getting sick also inspired her to develop the communication cards.
I really think, you know, none of this would have or could have happened had I not gone through that journey that I did last year or so, and as I do now. So even now, I can't do a lot. So I have to leave most of the legwork, pardon the pun, because of my mobility issues, to others who have jumped on board with the project. And again, all volunteer, I just can't believe it. It's been amazing. So
Rouser doesn't get to see her cards being used very often because it's difficult for her to travel and meet with people who are actually using her cards. So I brought the users to her. I popped some headphones onto her head so she could hear people using the cards. Here's her reaction.
Sounds beautiful. It's like we're teaching each other. Love it. Kind of changes the power relationship a little bit. It's very vulnerable to learn a language. I love hearing the Arabic speakers as the teachers. And we forget how fluent and natural we are in our own language. And to hear them and to realize that, you know, there's two sides to the card. So, metaphorically as well, there's always a lot of laughing.
That's Karen Rauser in Kelowna. You heard her listening to people using communications cards that she developed for Arabic speakers learning English. The Farah Shah communication cards are available online. You can get more details through her website, butterflycommunication.org.